Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of executive dysfunction. And let's face it, sometimes that wild feels more like a chaotic jungle. We're talking about work environments, those spaces where we're supposed to be at our most productive, focused, and maybe even enjoyable. But let's be real, for many of us with executive dysfunction, just getting started can feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. So today, we're diving deep into how to create a work environment that actually supports you, not sabotages you. Because who wants to spend their day battling the very space they're supposed to be thriving in? Here are 5 game-changing strategies to transform your workspace from a source of stress into a haven for productivity. 1. Declutter your physical space and your mental one. Ever notice how a messy desk can make you feel overwhelmed, even if you have no idea where to begin cleaning it? It's like mental clutter spills over. So, first things first. Clear the physical space. Get rid of anything you don't absolutely need. Seriously, those ancient coffee mugs and stacks of papers from last year? They can go. Think of it as a symbolic act of clearing your mind. A clean workspace equals a clearer headspace. And for that extra boost of calm, try incorporating some natural elements like plants. They're proven to reduce stress. 2. Embrace the power of routine. You know those people who just seem effortlessly organized? They probably have routines. And trust me, you don't need to be a robot about it. Start with small, achievable rituals. Maybe it's having your coffee while reviewing your top 3 priorities for the day, or taking a quick walk outside before diving into work. These little anchors help set the tone and signal to your brain that it's time to focus. 3. Sensory symphony. Tune your environment. Think about what truly helps you concentrate. Is it soft instrumental music, calming nature sounds, or complete silence? Experiment with different sensory inputs until you find what works for you. And don't underestimate the power of scent. A few drops of essential oils like peppermint or lavender can be incredibly refreshing and help sharpen focus. 4. Break it down. Bite-sized tasks. Ever looked at a giant project and felt like running for the hills? Yeah, me too. That's why breaking down tasks into smaller, manageable chunks is your secret weapon against executive dysfunction. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Each small victory brings you closer to conquering the boss battle, that looming deadline. 5. Celebrate those wins, big and small. Don't let those wins go unnoticed. Acknowledge every accomplishment, even if it seems tiny. A high five, a little dance break, or simply a moment of appreciation goes a long way in boosting motivation and building that sense of momentum. Remember, creating a conducive work environment is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. Be patient with yourself, experiment with different strategies, and find what truly works for you. Let's talk about that feeling when you walk into your workspace and it feels welcoming. You know, the kind of place where you actually want to be, where creativity flows, and those nagging anxieties fade away. That's the power of a well-crafted environment. I was working on a big project recently, I'm talking deadline pressure, brain fog, the works. But then, something clicked. I decided to ditch my usual cluttered desk setup and create a mini zen zone, complete with soft lighting, calming music, and a few inspiring quotes pinned up on the wall. Believe me, it made a world of difference. Suddenly, my mind felt clearer, I was more focused, and those pesky distractions just seemed to melt away. It's like creating that little sanctuary helped my brain tap into a whole new level of productivity. So, what's your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Remember, you have the power to create a work environment that supports your unique needs. Take those 5 key takeaways: declutter, routine, sensory stimulation, bite-sized tasks, and celebrate wins, and run with them. Implement 1 or 2 this week and see how it feels. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. Let's build a community of support where we can inspire each other to conquer executive dysfunction and create workspaces that truly fuel our success. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.